Angela Kakwitz, from Morley, has done it again with her keen eye and camera. And the photo she's so graciously sharing with us this week couldn't be timelier. The other day, as she was driving back from Canmore to her home in Morley, she was struck by an inspiring view of Mount Yamnuska, Ayamanathka, Flat Mountain, in her Stony Nakota language. Popularly referred to as the Yam among mountain climbers, it stood out against the blue sky, and she took the accompanying photo. "God is good," she exclaimed. "The moment I saw her photo, I knew you'd want to see it, too. In fact, because of its calming effect over me during these troubling times, I immediately knew what words I had to associate with it. The mountains shall bring peace to the people," Psalm chapter 72 verse 3. But how is this so? That psalm is a prayer for God's guidance over the king. He was to be God's instrument of justice, mercy and prosperity, with moral integrity, of peace, as witnessed from mountaintops to hills and valleys. And, from sea to sea, verse 8, the Latin version of which is, Amare usque ad mare, Canada's official motto. Obviously, this immediately brings the situation in Ukraine to mind. Just today, as I'm writing this column, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the Canadian Parliament online. This champion of democracy, as Prime Minister Trudeau referred to him, painted a dark picture of Russia's invasion of his land, with special emphasis on Russia's targeting of residential areas, including homes, hospitals, schools and churches. There have been some 1,200 injured civilians and 700 deaths, of which nearly 100 have been children, and 3 million refugees. Amidst all this, the Ukrainian people have been doing an amazing job of defending their land. Prez. Zelensky has been stalwart in his defense of his people. So, back to the mountains bringing peace. Yes, these mountains that point upward toward the Creator, look out across the creation with their reminder that the king is to be God's instrument of peace and well-being, overseeing the people with justice, righteousness and integrity. Special attention is to be paid to the well-being of the poor and needy. And in all of this, the king is to protect the people from oppression and violence, the very thing Prez. Zelensky is trying so hard to do right now. But 2,240-meter Mount Yamnuska does not stand alone in its witness to Ukraine's efforts for peace. It has a 2,061-meter partner in southwest Ukraine, the country's highest peak, Mount Hovorla, in the Carpathian Mountains. May both of these mountains see their witness for peace come true. And may God guide Prez. Zelensky as an instrument of his peace in his beautiful land. Meanwhile, Angela, thank you for sharing your photo with us. In keeping with my theme of what to add to a whack pack for a world out of whack, I'm including it, along with my prayer for the people of Ukraine. Copyright 2022 Warren Harbeck. Join me at coffeewithwarren.com www.coffeewithwarren.com.